As the leading European derivatives exchange and one of the top clearing houses globally, Eurex provides innovative solutions to manage risk seamlessly. SFDR is one of the many elements that should be embraced by companies and supervised today. Welcome to the Financial Bite. This episode is brought to you by Finadium. I'm your host, Anne Schmidt, and together we will explore leading topics in finance and economics, interviews with thinkers, movers and shakers in global finance to learn what's happening and what's next. Today we're going to discuss SFDR with Gerard Denham, Business Development, Sales and Relationship Management at Eurex. Together we will discuss the impact of SFDR in securities finance, the skepticism around participation for some types of funds, the implications and Eurex's green bond baskets. Hi, Jerry. Great to have you on the Financial Bite. I would like to start off with, what is SFDR and what impact has it had in European markets?
The Sustainable Finance Disclosure Regulation, SFDR, was introduced in the European Union and became effective in March 2021. The aim of the regulation is to harmonize the sustainability profile of investment funds and to make them more transparent and easier for investors to track. There are varying degrees of classification within the regulation, which effectively means that there are different strengths of ESG type reporting. This could effectively be classed as either light green, green, or dark green.
Some commentators think that SFDR participation for funds means limited engagement in securities finance. Why is that?
The main reason is that securities finance activities are not compliant with the SFDR rules. The belief is that securities lending, repo, and cash reinvestment activities are not compatible with the regulation. However, the view on this is it's not only is securities finance compatible, but is actually very beneficial for investment funds to participate in securities finance. So I believe there's a general misconception that securities finance and SFDR are not compatible. I believe this is not true.
What do you see as the reality on the ground for SFDR fund participation?
To date, many funds have already adopted SFDR classifications and have navigated through the SFDR rules. However, like any new regulation, there is typically evolvement over time. As soon as there is a greater understanding and improvement of data and recognition of reporting standards, all of these items will, I think, improve over time. This will lead to greater involvement in securities finance activities for these funds.
Securities lending and repo are not mentioned in the SFDR law. What are the implications of this omission?
The main implication on this is uncertainty, which is never a good thing in the capital markets. The majority of participants in security finance already use some level of restrictions in their activities in regards to complying with ESG standards. This is generally based on exclusions on asset classes or sectors or geographical locations. This has been commonplace when agreeing and managing collateral schedules for many years. This process can be refined and improved upon in order to allow a more proactive stance and to enable more transparency across all ESG criteria. And as soon as this level of processing and understanding is advanced, then more funds will certainly become more comfortable with the SFDR guidelines that are outlined.
In 2020, Eurex launched green bond baskets that SFDR funds can safely use. How do these baskets work and what might this mean for SFDR compliance?
Well, at Eurex, we've effectively created a basket of very highly rated ESG collateral, which means the highest standards of ESG classifications are met. The basket is based on green bonds. So for green bonds, each green bond use of proceeds are used towards green or environmental projects. Each bond issue has a very high standard of validation and verification over its lifetime, and a substantial set of principles are applied. These are typically referred to the green bond principles, and there are a governing body, the International Capital Markets Association, which controls and issues new guidelines over the years. The collateral baskets can be used in the repo market and for use in funds collateral schedules. At the moment, the baskets include approximately 250 verified green bonds, all currently based in European markets. And these can be used as a general collateral basket for repo transactions that are cleared at Eurex Clearing. There is a new European Union green bond standard that is due to come into regulation at some point over the next 6 to 12 months. And this will be incorporated into the green bond guidelines once it's passed into law.
How does the SFDR market get more comfortable with securities finance in general?
I think the general point of SFDR is all about transparency. So if the securities finance market participants continue in adopting best practices to ensure that all activities are ESG compliant, then I think this will go a long way for investors to become more comfortable.
Do you have any financial bite you would like to share with us?
Certainly. For me, there isn't a single rule or a book or an influencer. There's just three areas that I consider important. One is information and transparency. Data and news are widely available, and sharing of information is critical to making decisions and the day-to-day running of your business. The second one is on collaboration. There's no one firm or no one individual can clearly change the market, and a market-wide effort is always required in order to solve particular issues or indeed launch new products or indeed grow your business. And then lastly is on technology. Always make use of new technology that's available. And the theme is to adapt and adopt new ways of transacting, reporting, use of data. So we're currently at the edge of a new phase of technology, and there is only way forward. Digital will be the biggest driver for change, so we need to be prepared and adopt.
To summarize, there is only one way forward, to adapt and adopt. The same applies to SFDR, which will certainly evolve and improve over time. Thank you, Jared, for sharing your insights with The Financial Bite.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Financial Bite. We invite you to visit our website on finadium.com and to follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn for additional content.